This recording of the homily has taken place after Mass. It was not recorded during Mass. And while the main points of the homily are the same, the exact detail and expression of certain minor points and aspects of the homily will not be exactly the same as when the homily was given at Mass. Where do you want to go? I remember being asked this question when I, without hesitation, had responded, heaven. Now, the woman who asked me was a bit surprised and taken a little aback because the context of this question was in a conversation regarding pilgrimages and vacations, and so clearly she meant somewhere here on earth. But the way I took that question was ultimately, where do I want to go? And the answer to that was heaven, and still is. In our gospel passage today, the rich young man says something similar. He's eager to inherit eternal life, and eternal life is being with God forever in heaven. And so he asks Jesus how it is that he can do that. Jesus responds by asking him about the commandments. And the rich young man had been doing these commandments from the beginning, from the time of his youth. Jesus, when asking him these commandments, already knew that the rich young man had been following them, so why did he bother asking? Well, it was in part because he wanted to help build the rich young man up for what he was going to say next. Jesus went from the general, what everyone has to do, follow the commandments, to the particular, what good God was calling him to do, the rich young man in particular, and how he can better grow closer to the Lord, how he can make further progress in that journey towards heaven. And the particular way for the rich young man to make that progress was for him to sell what he had, to give to the poor, and then follow Jesus. God calls each and every one of us in a particular way to follow him. Beyond the general following of the commandments, we all each have our own journey in the way in which God wishes us to do good here on earth and the way in which he wishes to fulfill us here on earth. In our gospel passage today, there's a highlighting of greed. And so Jesus is trying to help this rich young man be set free from this attachment to material goods, this attachment that he had to his possessions. And how is it then that we can better avoid greed? We need to foster a culture or a habit of detachment, of a separation from clinging to our goods, our material possessions. And one of the ways that we can better foster this attitude of detachment would be to remember that we cannot take them with us to heaven. When we die, our material possessions remain here on earth and are given to other people. Another way that can help us develop this attitude of detachment from material things, a detachment from greed, is to remember that all things ultimately come from God and are his gift to us. That God gives us these things to help us on our journey towards heaven. Whatever he gives us, he intends us to use it in this loving way so that we can make further progress, further growth in virtue. Really, all that we have is a gift from God. We might think, oh, well, I worked hard for this or I worked hard for that, whether it is acquiring material possessions or even developing certain talents. While that may be true, God ultimately gave us the capacity to do those things and continues to give us the ability to do those things and have those things. And so all things ultimately come from God and are his. We then are stewards of these gifts, of these things that God has given us. And when we think of it more as these are God's, and I am asked by God to use them well as his steward, then it helps us to be detached from our material possessions and avoid the sin of greed. And so with regards to stewardship, God calls us to make use of these material possessions, to make use of our wealth in accordance with his will. And so good stewardship would be to understand what his will is and to give whatever God tells us to give. Before Mass, Monsignor gave a recommendation as far as what we should give or what we could give. Ultimately, like he said, the answer to the question, what should I give, is whatever God tells you to give, whether it be in time, talent, or treasure. And that requires prayerful consideration. In what ways is God calling us, each one of us, to be more generous with the possessions, with the things that God has given us? It's important for us to remember that we need to take small steps. We need to choose things that are within our reach, even if they cause us to stretch, but still possible for us to do. Small steps are important in making progress in the spiritual life, even when it comes to stewardship and being generous with what God has entrusted to us. I remember seeing a meme about this. There was a picture with two ladders, each one going from earth to heaven. On the left, the ladder had huge steps. That is, there were lots of space in between each rung of the ladder. And the person who was trying to climb that ladder was jumping and stressing himself out, trying to reach that first rung or that first step of the ladder. And on the right, the other ladder had a lot of tiny, small steps. And the person wasn't standing on the ground, but was about a third of the way up the ladder. And the text for that meme said, "The importance of small steps." And the meaning is clear. If the steps are too big, if what we're attempting to do is beyond our abilities, or beyond what we're willing to do, then we don't make any progress. We can't get any closer towards heaven. But if we take steps that are easier for us to accomplish, but actually still help us to move in the right direction, then we are making progress. And so that's the importance of small steps. So when it comes to stewardship, when it comes to avoiding greed, it may be difficult for us to try to develop this attitude of detachment or to figure out what we should give. And it's important for us to remember to take small steps and not stress ourselves out by creating steps that are too big for us to overcome. In our gospel passage, Jesus requested that this rich young man give everything that he had, to sell it, to give what he gets from it to the poor, and then follow Jesus. It seems for the rich young man, at least at this time in the gospel, hopefully later he changes, but at this time in the gospel, that seems to be too much, too large of a step for him to take, that he was unwilling to do that. And instead, he went away sad because he had many possessions. So it's important for us to make small steps in our efforts to grow in the virtue of detachment and to avoid the sin of greed. So let us prayerfully consider in what ways God is calling us in a particular way to follow him, and in what ways he is calling us to be good stewards of what he has entrusted to our care. And let us consider this as we prepare to meet our Lord Jesus Christ in the Most Holy Eucharist.